Please come to order. Will the members please vote to signify their presence this morning? All members have voted. Secretary Close, roll.
The roll shows 16 members present, 17 members present this morning. Senator Paul Fisher is excused from the call of the Senate today.
May we stand for the invocation?
Almighty God, as another week draws to a close, we turn to you. We give you our thanks for those who labor to build our society, to improve our way of life. Now, at this time, as we are confronted by increasing needs, diminishing resources, I pray for the men and women of this Senate. Give them vision and courage, the ability to act for the good of the state and of the people. And remind us, O Lord, that small things accomplished are often more significant than great things planned. And so abide with us. May the efforts of this legislative body be of the highest quality and acceptable in your sight. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Does the secretary certify his correctness in the journal?
I should have stated that Senator Sturgiluski is also excused from the call of the Senate today. I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 60th legislative day.
Senator Ray.
Move the journal for the 60th legislative day be approved as certified.
Without objection, so ordered. Are there guests for introduction this morning? Senator Moss.
Mr. President, it's a distinct pleasure of mine to introduce from one side of my district a town that all of you have to go through when you're traveling by road just about to come down. Melly Twelliger from Tolk, an old friend of mine in Galley B over there. And glad to see you, Melly. And, Mr. President, I have another good friend from the other side of the district. If you ever get around McKinley Park in the Healy area where the coal business is going, you'll find Coreen Colrud there with her husband. They run the KOA campgrounds there. Good friends of mine.
Senator Elias.
Mr. President, I have a couple longtime friends from Sitka in the far gallery, Harvey and Marietta Williams.
Senator Farenkamp. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, in the gallery behind me are two young constituents from Anchorage, the niece and nephew of a longtime friend and classmate of mine, Ray Plummer, Jr. Please join me in welcoming Bob and Kate Polly.
Senator Farenkamp.
Mr. President, in the gallery behind me, I have a good friend that's been very active in Fairbanks, promoting tourism, and is now actively involved in historic preservation and working very hard to enhance our town in that direction. She's also president of the Fairbanks Business and Professional Women's Club, Melanie Moretta. Melanie, welcome.
We welcome you all this morning. Good to see you. Are there messages from the governor this morning?
Message of March 8. I have signed the following bill and am transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 354, Rules, an Act Relating to the Regulation of Private Schools, Chapter 11, Session Laws 1984. Sincerely, Bill Sheffield, Governor. That is the only message from the Governor.
Are there messages from Senator Ray?
Mr. President, if we could return to the introduction of guests, I made a faux pas here. I should have.
Without objection, we turned to introduction of guests.
Some members of the Gatineau School Student Council, which are accompanied by their principal, Gerald Mikesell. When I call your names, would you please stand up? Tom Essers, Jeff Rozier, Heather O'Clary, Kirsten Anderson, Heather Bennett, Beth Hagovic, and Carrie Perisic. Welcome to the panel.
Glad to have you this morning, students. There are messages from the other House.
Messages of March 8. The House passed the following, Senate Joint Resolution number 42, relating to the establishment of an Environmental Protection Agency regional office in Alaska. This has been sent to enrolling. The Speaker granted limited powers of free conference to the House members as requested by the Second Conference Committee considering House Bill 103 corrections. President granted limited powers to the Second Conference Committee Senate members yesterday. The House passed the following and transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for House Bill number 575, Finance, title amended by the Finance Committee. An act relating to permanent fund dividends for individuals incarcerated after conviction for a felony and providing for an effective date.
You have floor, Senator.
Maybe we have a brief at ease.
Be at ease. That is a simple change to existing legislation, but calls for judiciary and finance. Permanent fund.
Those are the messages from the House today.
Do we have communications?
There is a communication from the Lieutenant Governor dated March 7, Dear President Curtula. In accordance with AS 1545-190, I would like to inform you that the initiative petition entitled Reducing Government Regulation of Transportation has been found sufficient. This letter has been duplicated and placed on the Senator's desk. Would you like it read, or is that?
I think, as long as it's on the desk of everyone, unless there's objection.
That was the only communication today.
You have the floor, Senator.
Yes, Mr. President, may we revert to introduction of guests, please?
We will revert to introduction of guests.
It's with a great deal of pleasure I'd like to introduce in the far gallery Kathleen Hahn, who is the president of the Student Government Association at the University of Alaska Anchorage campus. Kathleen, welcome.
I think we have reports of standing committees this morning.
The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill number 434
extending the termination date of the Board of Pharmacy, and the committee recommends due pass, signed Senator Elias and Chairman, concurring Senator Sackett, Rody, Mulcahy, and Pettyjohn. SB 434 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill number, 436, extending the termination date of the Board of Public Accountancy, and recommends due pass, signed Senator Elias and Chairman, concurring Senator Sackett, Mulcahy, and Pettyjohn. SB 436 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
I'm sorry, it does have a further referral to Resources.
Resources added. Committee. Resources Committee.
The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill number 438 extending the termination date of the State Board of Registration for Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors, and the committee recommends that be replaced with the committee substitute and do pass, signed Senator Elias and Chairman, concurring Senator Sackett, Rody, Mulcahy, and Pettyjohn. SB 438 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Rules Committee considered Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 16, FIN, premium increases for automobile insurance policies, and recommends calendar March 9, signed Senator Fakes, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly, Ray, and Ferguson. And Senate Bill number 331, preparation of the executive budget, and recommends the Judiciary Committee substitute and calendar, signed Senator Fakes, Chairman, concurring Senators Ray, Bennett, and Ferguson. This also appears on today's calendar. The Labor and Commerce Committee submitted, along with the new with the Standing Committee reports today, letters from Senator Dick Eliason, Chairman, Labor and Commerce Committee, on the Sunset Labor and Commerce Committee has had under consideration for sunset review the Board of Barbers and Hairdressers, pursuant to your referral under AS 446650. All these letters have an explanation. Could I read the board for the tape, Mr. President, and put the rest of it in the journal?
Yes. No objection.
As soon as our review is complete, this report will be updated and legislation will be prepared to reflect the committee's decision. On the sunset review for the Board of Chiropractic Examiners, the Senate and Labor Commerce Committee has introduced legislation that would extend the Board of Chiropractic Examiners another 4 years. on the sunset review for the Board of Examiners and Optometry pursuant to the usual referral, at the request of the Senate Labor and Commerce, the Board is reviewing its application procedure to assure its practices conform with equal employment opportunity recommendations. The Labor and Commerce Committee has introduced legislation that would extend the Board of Examiners and Optometry for another 4 years. The sunset review on the Board of Pharmacy. The Senate Labor and Commerce Committee has introduced legislation that would extend the board for another 4 years. On the sunset review for the Board of Public Accountancy, this board has operated very efficiently in the past and should be commended. The Senate Labor and Commerce Committee has introduced legislation that would extend it for another 4 years. The sunset review on the Board of Registration for Architects. Through the new legislation, the board will be requested to promulgate regulations to assure license renewals based upon evidence of professional continued competency. A 4-year extension period for the board is recommended. Those are the standing committee reports this morning, Mr. President.
Reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
There are no bills for introduction this morning.
There are no new bills.
Takes us to the daily calendar.
Mr. President.
Senator Joseph.
I move and ask unanimous consent to stand in recess for purposes of the leadership caucus.
Without objection. We'll be in recess. Please come to order. We're to the daily calendar. Secretary Reed, Senate Bill 331.
Senate Bill number 331 by Senator Ferguson, an act relating to the preparation of the executive budget and providing for an effective date. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute and due pass. Signed, Senator Ray, Chairman, concurring Senators Ziegler, Josephson, Pettyjohn, and Eliason. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends the Judiciary Committee substitute be adopted. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Sackett, Josephson, Mulcahy, Ferguson, Fakes, and Vic Fisher. There is a Judiciary CS.
Who's the Mr. President?
Yep. Floor, Senator.
Move the Judiciary substitute in lieu of the original bill.
Without objection, so ordered.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 331, Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to the preparation of the executive budget and providing for an effective date.
Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
Absence of amendments. Senator Ray.
I would move the committee substitute for Senate Bill number 331, Judiciary, be considered engrossed and asked third reading and placed in final passage.
Without objection. So ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for Senate Bill number 331, Judiciary, an act relating to the preparation of the executive budget and providing for an effective date.
Bill is before you for discussion and debate. Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I had this in my committee, and I put a no recommendation on it. And the reason I did that and why I am inclined possibly to vote against the bill is that we're just keep going farther ahead with the governor's proposed budget, and it seems to get farther away from reality because it seems like the real budget information doesn't become available until about March, around in March sometime, until you really actually know what the problems are. So I don't know. I mean, maybe somebody could tell me better and convince me better on it.
You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, the bill would, Senate Bill 331 will open the executive budget process earlier and expedite the legislature's handling of the budget. This bill sets December 15 as a date for the governor to develop and make available to the public and legislature the state operating and capital budget. Mr. President, in light of the proposed constitutional amendment that's going before the voters of a 120-day session, this will expedite the work for the legislature. Thank you.
Yeah, floor, Senator Roddy.
Mr. President, a question to whoever might be able to answer it. It would appear that in that year in which a new governor is elected, that the old governor would be preparing 15 days before he leaves office the budget for the new governor. I don't know whether that's appropriate given the way we run our government.
To further debate, There's not a penalty clause to this.
Mr. President.
Open aspiration. You have the floor, Senator.
We have 7 years to deal with that problem.
Senator Bakes?
Yeah, Mr. President, that problem exists right now. Kentucky solved that problem by saying when a new governor is elected, the legislature will begin its work in September of that year and not January of that year. So there's creative solutions out there, and like my colleague from downtown Anchorage says, we do have several years to work on it.
Senator Ray?
Some of the other states are mentioned, Mr. President, but I think that some of the other states have an entirely different budget process than we do. Most of those are dedicated funds, and they know exactly where the money is going to and how it can be used. Here we have one big pot, and everybody dips into it, so it makes it a much harder proposition. I don't have any real feelings against it, but at the same time, I don't see where it's going to do any too much good.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the bill, the committee substitute, be adopted? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
Roll shows 15 yeas, 3 nays, 2 excused.
Senate Bill 331 has been adopted by the Senate. Senator Ray.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and the passage of committee substitute for Senate Bill 331 Judiciary be considered the roll call and effective vote clause.
Objection, so ordered. Next bill on the daily calendar, Secretary Reed, Senate House Bill 16.
Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill number 16, financed by the Finance Committee, an act relating to premium increases for automobile insurance policies. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered this bill. Senator Lyason, Chairman, and Senator Mulcahy signed do pass. Senator Rohde signed no recommendation.
Are there amendments?
I was just given amendment number one, Mr. President. I don't know if it's been distributed or not. Do you have these?
You may read the amendment. It may well be that everyone will wish a copy of it.
Amendment number one by Senator Pettyjohn. On page one, line 16, after the word unless, delete the insured or another person who resides in the insured's household and is covered by the policy, and add the person charged.
Please read it in context because we don't have copies.
Page one, line 16. Of a citation for a moving traffic violation unless the person charged has been convicted of a violation. Is that right?
Yes. May we have a brief at ease, please?
We'll be at ease. Brought to my attention by the rules chairman that this should go to judiciary. I have no position on the... But currently, it does need some rewriting.
Mr. President, I would like to concur with that. For example, in connection with the phrase convicted of the violation, I don't know whether the intent of the bill is that if one pays a bail forfeiture type of penalty for a moving violation, that becomes a conviction for this purpose, or whether the intent is that you have to go to court and either plead guilty in court or be tried and convicted after a trial. I think there are some technical issues like that, but unless there are answers here, we probably should look at in the Judiciary Committee.
Well, premium increases for automobile insurance policies is a commerce matter, but it does get into the courts when you read the bill. You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, Committee of Last Referral, Labor and Commerce, this bill came out last May, 83. I certainly don't object to taking it back to Judiciary. Probably does need some study.
To Judiciary, take it from the calendar without objection and put it in Judiciary Committee for bringing back the floor. There's citation calendar. Secretary, read the citation.
Citation in memoriam, George Watson Hiller, by Senators Curtula and Rohde.
You have the floor, Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that rules be suspended and publication notice requirements on the citation in memoriam of Wilna J. Bilsma be waived and the citation be taken up as a special order of business at this time.
Objection.
May we have a brief at ease?
We'll be at ease. Citation was accepted for this morning's citation calendar under special order of business.
Mr. President, if, I would like to add to the Wilna J. Bilsma citation all members of the Senate.
No objection. Senator, you have the floor. Senator Hill.
Mr. President, just in the drafting of this citation, I think there's a couple things we could change fairly quickly. Wife of a former member of this body, it's coming from the legislature, not from the House. It should say a former member of the House, and I would move and ask unanimous consent that this body is changed to the House.
Objection.
And in the last paragraph, it repeats at the said time. Twice in a context that probably isn't as effective as it could be otherwise. And in the second sentence of the last paragraph, it would read more correctly if it said, to Bernie and the children we extend our deepest and most sincere sympathy. Be assured of that our thoughts are with you, period. Deleting the second at this sad time. I would move that and ask unanimous consent.
Those are welcome additions. There is no objection. They shall be adopted. Senator Ray.
Yeah, those are all right. I can see what they were talking about. This body is a member of the 13th Alaska Legislature as a body. That's what they thought, but it reads better that way. And I want to thank the senator from Eagle Pass, or I can't remember. Sorry, my apologies. Move the citation calendar to be approved as read.
Without objection, citation calendar has been approved. Takes us on to unfinished business this morning. You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I'd like to waive State Affairs Committee referral on Senate Bill 499 dealing with motor vehicle laws as a further referral to judiciary.
There's no objection.
Mr. President, I would also request unanimous consent to waive the five-day rule on Senate Bill 506 relating to membership on the Old Alaskans Commission. We wish to take it up next Tuesday.
The floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the Labor and Commerce referral of Senate Bill 479 be waived. It's a bill dealing with forest products business loan guarantee program.
There's no objection. Announcement of committee meetings this morning. The announcement of committee meetings for this judiciary.
The Alaska Arts Alliance, an announcement, is holding a reception for legislators this evening at 5:30 in the Gastineau Suite of the Baranoff. Members and their staff are invited.
Senator Halford.
Mr. President, under announcements, there'll be a work session with the Older Persons Action Group by teleconference to Anchorage, Soldotna, and Kenai tonight, 7:30 to 8:15 in the Butrovich Room. All members are, of course, welcome.
State Affairs Chairman.
Mr. President, further on the announcements, today at noon in the Butrovich Room, Professor Gordon Wright of the University of Fairbanks will be showing a film called Overture on Ice, prepared by Sarah Elder of the University of Alaska Fairbanks. It's a film on the trip of the Arctic Chamber Orchestra of Fairbanks to Savunga. It's supposed to be a terrific film.
Resources Chairperson, are you seeking the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. One of the announcements I had was the one just made, so I would like to encourage people to see that at noon today, if possible. This afternoon from 3 to 4:30 in the Belts Room, we'll be hearing SJR 32, SB 423, SB 522, SB 523, and Senate Bill 375 and Senate Bill 222, they've previously been announced.
Are there announcements? Are there items under special orders this morning? Senator Ray?
The business come before the Senate, I move we adjourn to 11 a.m. Monday.
We're adjourned.